Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I sort of tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's the president of Unity Marketing. She's a nationally recognized expert in consumer marketing, psychology, and research. She's also a retail expert, and she's the author of Why People Buy the Things They Don't Need, as well as Let Them Eat Cake. And she's got a new book coming out that she'll tell us about in just a little bit. And we're going to talk a little bit about retail and how you can be successful in the 21st century with a retail operation. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Pam, one of the things that's really got a lot of small retailers upset and anxious are the big box companies.
Okay.
And the first thing that they think is that the big box companies can sell things cheaper than they can buy them. So therefore, how in the world they wring their hands, they break out in a cold sweat. How in the world can I beat Walmart or whatever big box company on price? And that's absolutely the opposite of where they should be thinking, isn't it?
Oh, you bet. You know, it's like you've got, I mean, if the playing field is unlevel, I mean, and it's being unleveled by the big boxes, what you need to do as a small retailer is level the playing field and give yourself an advantage. And you can't compete on price. So the key question is, how do you compete? And finding a unique point of view in which to compete with. And in my next book, the one thing that I'm going to be proposing for stores and retailers to look at is the idea of changing your shopping experience so that you're competing not based on price or based upon even product, selection of product, but on the experience that your store offers to the shopper. And more people are shopping for the experience anyway,
right?
So that's what they're after.
You know, Pam, I'm not to mince words and not to be picky, but you said something that I'd like to make one little adjustment. You said to give themselves an advantage. I'd like to say that they already have the advantage. All they have to do is claim it.
Well, that's true. That's,
you know,
true.
And the only reason I'm saying that is I want to make sure small business owners realize that they have an advantage. The question is not whether they acquire it. The question is whether they actually take advantage of what they already have. If Walmart had the advantage that small businesses have, they really could rule the world, and that's the ability to customize, isn't it?
That's true. And, you know, I think it's really, we kind of look at the retail environment and our competition, and we kind of see them as these big ogres that are threatening us. But if you think back 10 years, 20 years ago, I mean, Sears was that kind of competitor, and they really
right.
aren't today. Kmart was that kind of competitor, and they really aren't today. So Walmart's perceived strength and power in the marketplace is fleeting. I mean, there's going to be somebody else. There's going to be something else. And, you know, it's really a matter of just sort of, you know, taking a broader base view and looking at, like you said, looking at your strengths and really playing to the strengths. And that's the secret of success.
Right. What, talk to us about what a small business owner needs to do to make their shop wow their customers.
Well, you know, it really is going to be very much based upon what unique perspective you have. I mean, there's not just like one answer. There's thousands and thousands of different answers. For one person, it might be changing the lighting. For another, it might be changing your window displays. So, you know, what you really need to do is study different models in the retail environment and seeing what ideas and what light bulbs come on that you can copy from other people. That's going to be the subject of my next book, which is called right now, Shops That Pop, is looking at
I like that name.
Yeah, thank you. Looking at 20 to 25 small retailers that are pretty well under everybody's radar. I mean, people, you know, the national press hasn't really caught them. But discovering what is unique about them and what is so special about the shopping experience at that store, and seeing how smaller retailers can copy and borrow from these people who are really out there on the cutting edge and putting together a unique experience for their store.
You know, Pam, one of the things that I think is the quickest way to a wow experience for customers has nothing to do with paint or fixtures or signage or anything else.
Yeah.
It has to do with human beings. I'm so disappointed most of the time when I go to, when I lay my money down on a counter at a store, whether it be regardless of who it is. I'm so disappointed typically in how I'm treated. Sometimes the people don't even look at me. Maybe one out of five times they'll actually say thank you for your business. Maybe two out of top five times they'll say thank you before I say thank you. And you know what? If you want to wow your customers today, all you got to do is get your employees to act like they actually care that the person came in.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's not something you can really train. You have to find the right people who are outgoing and people-oriented people.
But you have to let those people know that that's important, though, don't you?
Oh, you bet. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things about shopping today, it is, you know, if people are not shopping for things, they're really shopping for an experience. One of those experiences that we need today, I mean, given the way we live and, you know, all spread out all over the, you know, all over the suburbs and in our tract houses and so on, is that we're going shopping for a social experience. And you want to have that interconnection and relationship.
Right.
That's one of the reasons, I mean, my husband and I really do prefer local business people because we can establish a relationship with
right.
them. I mean,
they know you when you come in. Yeah. They know what you bought last time.
Yep.
They call you or remind you, you know, something your favorite restaurant, when you come in, they say, "Hey, we've got that dish you like," or whatever it might be.
That's right. Or that you know, new size 10 clothing came in, if that's your size.
I get those calls all the time. Jim, I got your size in. That happens to me all
yeah.
the time.
That's right, and that's what they need to do. And they can't do it haphazardly. They have to do it on a consistent basis and really work at establishing those connections. And they can utilize technology to help them through
Absolutely.
Databases. And you know, we used to have card files, but now we don't need that. We can use our computers.
But you got to collect that information
mm-hmm,
in
absolutely.
Order to use it. And that's where one of the things I think that a lot of retail shops. Their customers come in and they go, and it's like they're the two ships passing in a night.
Yep, that's right.
You know,
right.
And it's not supposed to be like that, is it?
No, it isn't. And you know, I think one of the problems. I mean, I always like to kind of get to the root cause of.
Well, hold
the
on to that root cause.
Oh, okay.
One second. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Pam Danziger. She and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about wow retail after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking to Pam Danziger about how to get your customers to rave on about you and your business. And you think we don't have production value here, Pam?
Yeah.
give us your website, please.
Well, I want to invite your listeners to my website. It's unitymarketingonline.com. Because I told you, Jim, my topic of my new book is shops that pop, those shops that really are outstanding experiences. And I've got a list of about a dozen that I have been so wowed by that I'm going to write about. But, you know, I need some more ideas of shops that pop. So I wanted to ask your listeners if they have experienced, you know, a wonderful shopping experience, or maybe they're running a wonderful shopping experience and want to be noticed, to come to my website. And on my website, there's a little buttons for shopping and retail, and they can go to that. And
so you're looking for examples of shops that you of retail outlets, whether it be a restaurant or a boutique or whatever, that that actually that you can feature in your book.
Exactly. That are really wow experiences. For example, we were just talking about the Venetian shops in Las Vegas.
The casino and resort area, the Venetian.
Yes, and then
were just there in May.
Oh, their
shopping area is incredible.
It really is, and it's shop is theater. It's like you're going back in time into some.
Well, there's a gondola ride that goes down through the middle of it.
That's right.
There's a river that goes through the middle of it, and then the ceiling is this probably 40 foot tall. It looks like the sky.
It does. They've got it made to look
like the sky.
Yep.
But that's not the bad news. The bad news is all these shops in there. It's dangerous. Yeah. It's dangerous, isn't it?
Yes. Well, they are quite expensive, but you know, it really is, and it's an experience that everyone needs to see, because I think it kind of predicts the future, which is theater. People want shopping as theater,
right.
And that's really what the Venetians are. Another shop that we're looking at right now is the Bronner's Christmas store in Frankenmuth, Michigan. I mean, that is like
this is a small shop.
Well, it's actually a huge shop, but it started as a little small shop, mm-hmm. and now it's like acres and acres of store devoted exclusively to Christmas, and it's one of the
12
major
months a year
tourist
Christmas
attractions.
Stuff. So 12 months really, a year, huh?
Oh, 24/7 almost Christmas, and it really is an intriguing concept. And again, it grew from a little tiny store to a huge industry of Christmas, and the whole town is now sort of a German Christmas town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm looking for, sort of shopping experiences that are really special
But the thing is that Pam, every small shop, every small retailer, every restaurant has the ability to accomplish what you're talking about just with a little bit of thought. And if they focus on what they can do to make the experience special for their customers, in all these different ways, recognizing them, remembering them, collecting information about their customers that they're given permission to have, and keeping in touch with their customers, making sure that they customize what they want, making sure that they save them time, find out what they're willing to pay for, what kind of time savings they want, and get that for them. I mean, everybody can do that, and if they spend time focusing on that and not focusing on the price war, not only would they succeed, but they'll make more money.
Well, you know, Jim, that brings me back to my point of what I think sort of is the root cause of some of the problems that in specialty retail, small independent retailers. And it really is that most people get into that business because they have an affinity, a love of the product. So if you have a gift store, you love gift stores. If you have a greeting card store, you love greeting cards. If you have a craft store, you love crafts. But the real problem, I mean, and I see that as the source of the problem, because what they really should be putting first is they want to be in retail. And I look at retail as as tough a job as being a nurse.
It is.
You
it
know,
is.
You have to care for the people. And so the product really is secondary. The
That's
service
right.
and the
because they
the
can get
business.
That they can get the product 8 ways from Sunday.
You bet they can.
You know, the product is a commodity, folks.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah,
it's the delivery. That's the key, isn't it?
It really is, and that's the business of retail. And I think if we looked at it in the professional sense, like a nurse does in a hospital, I mean, that's really what you have to do for your customers and care, and truly care. You don't go into nursing because, you know, you want to make money or whatever. You go into nursing because you truly care, and that's the key. That's the key to it all.
If you're watching, Pam, if you're watching one of your employees dealing with customers, and when they wrap up, if there hasn't been a nice, friendly little repartee between the employee and the customer, if the customer isn't smiling, and if the employee didn't smile and look back at the customer, I don't care how busy you are, if there wasn't some kind of a little moment there,
right.
and I think moment is the right word to use, if there's not wasn't a special little connected moment between the person handing the goods across the counter and taking the money and the customer, I think you've missed an opportunity.
Oh, well, that's, yes, you miss an opportunity. You've really lost. That truly is, it's really the truth. Because people want that connection, personal connection.
They remember, those customers remember those moments, don't they?
They certainly do, and that's what draws them back again and again.
Pam, give us your website one more time.
Okay, it's unitymarketingonline.com. You got
and they
have
can find out. They can find out more about your books, why people buy things they don't need, and let them eat cake.
Yep, they can find out more about
and the
that.
New books, and the new book, Pops, Shops That Pop, is coming out when?
We expect it next fall. Okay. So I've got a lot of writing to do.
And, a lot to do. And they can go to your website and recommend somebody, can't they?
Yes, I would love to hear.
And we're
going to
keep telling people about that because you're going to launch your book on this show about a year from now.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Pam.
You got it, Jim. Thank you.
Good job today. We'll see you next time. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Judge William Huss will be back with us in just a few minutes right after this next break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.